Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's start with the grain trade on Friday. Wheat is continuing its short covering rally here. Looks like maybe bumping up against some resistance on the charts, potentially. Corn and soybeans, two-sided quiet action there. We got rain moving across the Corn Belt. It really just feels like a quiet day overall here on Friday.
Yeah, end of the week, trying to get out of here. The strength is in the wheat market, but how do you go into the weekend? That'll be a question that we'll be watching and see how these markets unfold going forward. We are in overbought territory, and that may make traders a little bit nervous going into the weekend. But longer term, it really comes down to what the weather maps do in the central and southern plains as well as in Russia. And you can debate which one is important. Over the years, I've noticed that the markets tend to trade both, but it seems like they put more emphasis on weather in Russia than they do the emphasis right here in the United States of America. So we'll see how that plays out. We do see some increasing chances of moisture in dry areas of southern Russia. Forecasters are not very confident in it at all, but if the middays come in a little bit wetter yet, that may trigger some selling. So that's something we'll have to monitor. Corn and soybeans still facing farmer selling, particularly in Brazil on this rally, as they're facing also a weaker currency, which also tends to amplify the opportunities they get from selling.
We got the PCE inflation data out Friday morning, looked a little hotter than anticipated in some segments of that report. What's your take on that data that I know the Fed looks at very closely?
Yeah, if you look at it, the year-on-year data came in hotter than expected, and the personal expenditures in March came in hotter than expected as well. So what it says is the economy is still doing well overall. There are pieces of the economy, segments that are struggling, but the economy as a whole is still doing well. And it also says that inflation is here, and it's sticky, and it's not going away. We've been above 3% for core CPI now for 36 months. And so we have to question how committed is the Federal Reserve actually on that 2% mandate. There's nothing in here to suggest that the Fed can cut rates. And I still stick with the fact that they may even have to raise rates, but I don't expect it before they prepare us for that because they like to be transparent. So I don't think that we're going to get a rate cut next week when they meet by any means. But I do think their current stance is let's keep rates at these levels and see if it takes us down. The problem is today's data shows us that it's not.
Livestock real quick. Hogs a bit lower. Cattle a bit higher. We did get that news from Colombia. They're banning beef imports from 8 U.S. states where we've seen dairy cows test positive for the bird flu. Wondering if that could have any impact on this cattle market here. Overall, though, kind of just it looks like some spreading of cattle against hogs here today.
Yeah, and that continues. The bird flu and the dairy cows continues to be the story here and the concerns of what happens when and if we get a beef animal that tests positive at some point. How will the market react to that? So we've been seeing the funds liquidate just on the uncertainty. Fundamentally, we saw cash cattle trade right around 182 for the third week in a row in the Southern Plains. That took place midweek. And then yesterday we saw a surprising trade to the upside, a couple dollars higher in the Northern Feedlot District. So that's providing some support for the board as we close things out. So we look at the hog market, a little bit of a pullback today. Overall, though, demand has been very good. Just the carcass weights are up there. And that's providing the meat to fill that demand right now.
And once again, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon on the program, we'll talk markets with Christy Vannon. She sits with Vannon & Company. And we'll also hear from Stephen Heitschu from AgriGold about the power of the shovel. That's all coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. That's going to do it for the midday commentary for Friday, April 26th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.